Ugh, this sucks. Seriously, what do I have to do to get some fries around here? I thought going through the drive-thru would be easy. I was not planning on having to sit here for, how long has it been? 15 minutes. What the hell? I could be home by now. Instead, I am stuck in my car waiting for French fries. They had better be the best fries ever. There's like four other cars waiting here. Jesus, did their fryer break? Maybe someone else knows? I guess I can just ask one of the other people waiting. It's not like their car is parked too far away. Hey. Hey, yeah, you. Roll down your window. Thanks. Sorry to bother you. Hold on. I promise I'm not a crazy person. Just hungry is all. Probably the same way you are. So, you're waiting on your order too, right? Do you know what the holdup is? I mean, did something break? Something serious must have happened. I mean, I'm out here waiting for French fries, and that's basically all they make in there. Seems crazy they would run out the one thing they're famous for. Chicken nuggets for you? Huh. I figured we'd be waiting for the same thing. Seems like their whole damn kitchen is down then. I figured it was just the fries that were holding us up. Well, yeah, they're kind of famous for their nuggets too. Running out of your two famous items at rush hour? That's gotta be rough. Right? That is totally what happened. Freak accident involving some raccoons and some power lines. That seems entirely reasonable. Completely explains why their kitchen is down. Not fanciful at all. You have a good imagination, huh? Well, it's nice of you to try and give them the benefit of the doubt. Sweet, even. Shows a lot about your character. I bet you tip over 20% at restaurants, too, am I right? That's nice too. You're nice. No, it's not flattery. Swear. I'm honest. Promise. Yeah, I do kind of feel bad for the workers too. Food service is not easy by any means. Shit like this happens all the time, and it's totally out of their control, usually. Must be tough to deal with. Logically, I know it's not their fault we're all hangry and their kitchen is broken, but I would bet not everyone waiting is as understanding. Some people can be real assholes. Well, not you and I, though, right? I mean, at least we can sit here and talk to each other. And who knows, maybe we'll all get lucky and it'll be sorted soon. Although, how long have you been waiting for? I've been here for 15 minutes already, and I'm basically ready to eat anything they can give me, fries or not. I'll take a cold cheeseburger at this point. Ugh, you've been here for 20 minutes? Shit, there's no hope for us. We'll waste away in our cars waiting for dinner. This is what I get for being too lazy to make my own food. The world is punishing me. I'm not being dramatic. I'm starving. If I hadn't already spent so long waiting, I would consider driving away. At this point, it's the principle of the thing. I am invested in waiting as long as it takes, no matter the cost, and hey, check your mirrors. Is that what I think it is? That looks like a uniform, and they have bags of food in their hand. Yes, it's totally our food. It's like an angel coming down from heaven, which is not dramatic to say at all. Okay, maybe it is, but it made you laugh, so I think the dramatics were worth it. Oh, wait, hang on. Looks like they might have both of our meals. Hey there. You guys got things fixed up in there? Yeah, mine's the burger with fries. The other meal should be for my friend here. Yep, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And there they go, poor guy. They look tired. People have probably been yelling at them all evening. Ugh, I should have tipped them. Oh, you did? See, what did I say? You're a good person. Ugh, this smells amazing. I don't think I have ever had my mouth water so much before. Your order look all right? Cool, cool. I'm glad. Makes all the waiting worth it, right? Are you staying here to eat? Personally, I don't have the willpower to wait until I'm back home. I'm famished, and this smells amazing. Perfection between two buns. I think I just came. I'm serious. I've had a long day, and this is pretty much heaven for me. My apologies, you have to witness this. By all means, look away if you need, but I make no promises concerning the sounds I am about to make. You want me to take you to dinner first? Nah, we're already at the point we can make sexual jokes, totally. We have a bond now, forged through our suffering and mutual hunger. Besides, isn't this dinner technically? And I will point out, you're not exactly driving away from me. You could be, fleeing the scene, and you could be flicking me off as you go. And since you're not, I am taking that to mean you enjoy my bad jokes and sarcasm. I totally knew it. You're into me. No. No need to be ashamed. It's totally natural. Sorry. I shouldn't presume, I suppose. But I stand by what I said. I think you like me. I like you too. However, I know this isn't exactly a normal sit-down, get-to-know-you situation. So, if you do want to get dinner, for real, at a real restaurant and not sitting in our cars, I'd be into that. Yeah, for real. I'm into you. I would love to get dinner sometime. You're cute, nice to people, funny, you laugh at my jokes. Come on, what more does a person need? Maybe we can even go tomorrow? Sound okay? Awesome. Can I get your number? I'll text you and we can figure something out. What are your feelings on Mexican food? I don't think we should chance another burger place just yet. Our luck seems to indicate that you, me, and burgers are just not meant to be. Right. My apologies. I don't know how I forgot. You, me, burgers, and or chicken nuggets are not meant to be. So I think Mexican is a great alternative. No chance of a fryer accident preventing us from eating there. We'll be in burrito heaven. Plus, who can say no to some margaritas? Perfection. Thank you. I have you saved in my phone. I just sent you a message. 5:30 tomorrow, sound okay? Yeah? All right, it's a date then.